Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, my brothers and sisters, we're back.
Yeah, indeed. I thank the Most High that we're back again. Yes, indeed. Well, another episode. Yes, indeed. Another very blessed episode of Hidden Gospel. It's Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host again, back with you, Edemia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful, yes, indeed, to the Most High for opportunity. Yes, to be back with you to speak these very precious words. The Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's told me that I have for His cause. In fact, He's granted me some very precious words for His cause. And He told me that because of what I must do for Him, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends. He has some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I indeed am most thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed He's told me. He told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, if men could, to destroy. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, forgets nothing. The Most High has promised a day of remembrance. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says the Most High, His Spirit, teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance. Most High does not forget what He declared from the beginning, He will surely bring to pass. We must understand then, my brothers and sisters, since the Holy Spirit will bring all things to remembrance, that all who are truly led by that Spirit must petition the Most High for the remembrance. Yes, indeed. For the remembrance of all the Most High declared of old, they might be found faithful. Yes, indeed, they might be found faithful. That was Most High declared as a word of faith that He said in the earliest times. The secret things belong to the Most High, but that which He has revealed belong to us, they're an obligation to us and to our children forever. For He has surely promised a day of great restoration, my brothers and sisters. A day of restitution of all things, whereby He has foretold. Yes, indeed, where He has foretold. The whole man accountable at the word of Messiah Himself, according to all, I repeat, according to all that He has declared to His people by the mouth of the holy prophets, His holy prophets, that He has spoken through the mouth of His holy prophets, this world began. I want you to think about something, my brothers and my sisters, it's very important that we do. We need to start really asking ourselves a question. In fact, one question I asked last night, Messiah said, you are my friends if you do everything that I command you. You got 45,000 denominations out here claiming to be believers. Some branch of what is called Christianity. Wow. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, no question about it. The very fact that a Greco-Roman title, Christ, is being used for the Savior and the Holy One of Israel, even associated with a Greco-Roman title, polytheist title, lets you know something is very much awry. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, there's 45,000 different denominations and counting in the world, across 280 nations, 19 major religions. Some, however, say, my brothers and sisters, there are thousands of variant religions in the earth. Beliefs that men call somehow viable, as if they were justice. And brothers and sisters, there's only one justice. There's only one peace. There's only one law that is lawful. One righteousness. One pure allegiance to him who is one in all things. How do you get 45,000 different denominations claiming to be believers in the Messiah? How do you get these 280-odd nations? From the beginning, it was not so. Think about it. This world was not created to be havoc, constantly left to havoc. Like somebody said, everybody, there's always somebody out here who wants to rule the world. Everybody wants to rule it. Everybody wants to, hey, as soon as one faction falls, somebody's there to take its place. But brothers and sisters, do we not remember? Did we forget what the Most High told us? Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, all prophecy related. This earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And he will grant rulership over this earth to whom he chooses. The potter has the right, my brothers and sisters, over his clay to bring to bear what he will. He has the right, my brothers and sisters, to choose who he will. However, every institutional man wants to claim himself some type of eternal lordship over men. As if to say that, 45,000 denominations claim to be followers of the Messiah? As if he's going to assure that they all survive because they confessed his name. Well, my brothers and sisters, Scripture tells us we should not swear by his name in vain. Not after any partial standard, not after any polluted standard, not after any standard that would be considered ultimately inviolable for the Most High. Lest in so doing, men make themselves, my brothers and sisters, deceivers of mankind. Lest men establish obstacles whereby men trusting in the variant standards of men are by no means ultimately prepared for the coming of him who is prophesied must come. So I said to you, my friends, if you do everything that I command you, what about those who refuse to? What about those who, like I said, 45,000 denominations? Many refuse to acknowledge, and I've talked to pastors directly about this, refuse to acknowledge that so much of what they taught, what they teach could be incomplete. But I tell you now, I have more than enough power and by the Spirit of the One Most High to show you where all of them have fallen short of some very, very powerful fundamental that is related in Scripture. So easy, my brothers and sisters, not even a difficult thing to do. And I would dare to tell you now that this precious word of which I would speak, much of it you'll find on my website, hiddengospel.com, article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, an article called The Secret City Prophecies, Gospel of Shiloh, Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. There's a lot of readily apparent truth in the Scriptures, my brothers and sisters. I find that all the institutions of man have chosen to ignore simply because in order to accept them, it would demand great humility on the part of human souls. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, if the institution that you trust in were to tell you the truth, you would have known. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? That they all shall be dissolved. All. Political, social, national, religious, institutionality of man as they presently are being administrated. They all will fall before the will of one. Have we forgotten, my brothers and sisters, what is our first love? Have we forgotten, my brothers and sisters, what is our first mandatory allegiance? Messiah, according to all Scripture, will relate, my brothers and sisters, where all have fallen short or what is gloriously honorable. That's what the word glory even means. Falling short of that invariant light which should have been preserved. Messiah comes. In fact, he comes as a righteous one to reveal these things because all have fallen short of discerning them. His salvation that he brings. Did you hear me? His salvation that he brings is so that at last, I pray you will understand this, so that man might be awakened to what he has for so long forgotten. Why do you think it is, my brothers and sisters, Scripture speaks of the gospel? Why do you think Scripture speaks of the gospel saying these words? The Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek. Those who are humble enough to hear it. Those who are already self-righteous after the allegiances they uphold. Well, think about it, my brothers and sisters. I'm telling you now. If you find the institution that you trusted in have been treacherous and not taught you what they should have taught you, will you still hold allegiance, my brothers and sisters, to someone's fallen standard? Will you still preserve all the illusions and lies that are the result of men having ignored the truth? Very good question, my brothers and sisters. Messiah said, you're my friends if you do all that I command you. Many are made enemies, my brothers and sisters, because institutions of man have refused to do what is commanded. Think about it. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Hey, that means keep, preserve, maintain the fullness of the conscience that he declares. If you love him, why would anybody seek to deny anything? Think about it. Why would institutions, when you call out what they have, what is missing, why would they seek to preserve so much corruption? Another question I ask my brothers and sisters, if men haven't discerned what it is when he said, you're my friends if you do all that I command, if people, men have not discerned what all that is, why is it, my brothers and sisters, that men so often not sought for the course of ages? Not sought to see what is missing, but simply sought what is complicit to the designs of men, the very institutionalities of men. All the fallen short of that glory means everyone is going to have to convert one day to a greater truth. That's why the Scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. That's why the Scripture says, unto him shall all nations seek. You ever stop to consider the nations of which they speak, my brothers and sisters, not the boundaries that people so often look at today and call nations? The boundaries of which you speak are all the varied belief systems, social coalescences that men have called themselves citizens of, that they've given their allegiance to. Daniel 2:44, it says he's going to make a full end of all nations. Well, it says he's going to make a, he will dissolve all kingdoms, breaking to pieces all kingdoms. He will dissolve them all and establish a kingdom that shall endure forever. Jeremiah 30:10-11 says, make a full end of all the nations wherever his people have been scattered. You ever stop to consider how many allegiances there, misallegiances there are in this world, my brothers and sisters, that have caused men to forget the utmost command of all, the Shema? Understand, we are to love Yah with all our minds, hearts, soul, and might. There be the only peace among us. If we all had the same love, there could only be peace. If we all had the same love and wanted to exhibit that love or that same ultimate, pure, perfect truth to all, there'd be no divisions among us, my brothers and sisters. And then we could really show a legitimate love one for another. As a people, that's our obligation as a people. Think about it. There are those who say the way you show love for the Most High, I heard somebody say it today, and this was a typical Sunday pastor. He said, where you show love for the Most High, you show love for people. Understand, my brothers and sisters, if we genuinely love one another, we show one another what the Most High loves. We don't flatter the illusions seeming wise to men. Because if men just open up their hearts to all the variant differences of men and call it the love of the Most High, at the end of the day, it's completely misrepresented. And all you have among men is a lot of pride, false religion. Men so stuck up on themselves that they don't realize how the variant multitude of religions that exist in the earth that divide us keep us from having love enough for one another to seek the truth. And I don't understand what I mean by that. A lot of folks are so hooked up in their various biases and orientations, not giving full consideration to all the Most High has said, that they're so hooked up in these institutions that if granted the opportunity to see the greater truth, they would still uphold the institutions which are found treacherous in dereliction of duty. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, we have to wake up. I'm telling you now, there's a serious need to wake up beyond this. Did you hear me? I said a serious need to wake up beyond this. But tell you something. 2,000 years ago, if some did not believe, they had an opportunity to awaken, maybe over the course of time. Some did not believe. They had an opportunity to steal some. Like I said, the gospel went forth to the nations to grant many, even after Messiah's ascension, an opportunity to see at some point, perhaps before they're perishing. The truth. But the scriptures tell us well, he who dies without the law perishes without the law. Now, brothers and sisters, Judgment Day is not going to offer very much time. I'm going to tell you now. Judgment Day is not going to offer very much time. People catch on. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High offers the grace, his mercy, for man to have an opportunity to see beyond the flaw, the false law of man, to discern what indeed is the law and the order, the peace of the one Most High according to the one everlasting sense of justice. And there is indeed a need to revolutionize men's sense of justice. Remember, Messiah said, you're my friends if you do everything I command, meaning everything else is injustice. Well, that day of judgment, my brothers and sisters, is not going to give a whole lot of time for men to eradicate or seek all that is necessary that their souls might be eradicated of all the injustice that they've given themselves allegiance to. Like I said, 45,000 denominations, that's 45,000 injustices. Unrighteousnesses. Preferences for unrighteousness rather than the fullness of what the Most High has declared. And if men are not prepared for the day Messiah comes to reprove all institutionality of man, and if some, because they're not, let's just say, despise that expectation, will not preach this thing, every single one of them, every single institution of man and everyone who follows such institution will be found treacherous, my brothers and sisters. I talked on last evening about how, for instance, Zephaniah 2:13, if you will, 2:15 to 3:4, if you will, Zephaniah makes it very clear the scenario that the humanity is about to face. I talked about the secret city prophecies. I'll talk about those on this show with some level of regularity. Speaking of the fact Most High said there's a city in the last days from which Messiah should be revealed, a city that is a mirror example of all the pollutions and corruptions against divine law, misrepresentations, illusions against divine law across this world. Scripture says Most High is going to rebuke all unrighteousness from that city. That the whole world know the time of play, playing games is over. My brothers and sisters, that scenario is painted in so many places in Scripture that it's, well, let's just say there's more than enough places. rattle them off for you from one end of the book to the other. Just about every book of prophets, of the prophets in some way spoke of it. And some prophets many times. How many times did it have to be related? How many times does it have to be related before men are ready to speak of it? And if they're not, well, what spirit do they speak? Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, bring all things to remembrance. Shall men discern, my brothers and sisters, what the Spirit of the Most High declares and reject it because they prefer the preservation of that which fatally flatters men? I think about scriptures like Isaiah 30, my brothers and sisters. And it talks about woe to them who take counsel, but not from, ultimately means Yah, his spirit, his Messiah. In the last days, Isaiah 30. Talking about those who prefer confusion, prefer to pack sin upon sin, lie upon lie, seeing that they can pile upon themselves enough lies to cover their sins, they might not be seen. Oh, my brothers and sisters, it's such a shame. Many even speaking of pack of lies and wearing priestly robes, seeming to have authority, but only if they continue to deceive mankind, as if to everyone who walks in this evil way is good in the sight of the Most High. This Most High delights in evil rather than justice. None prepared then fully for that one whom Scripture talks about in Malachi, said the Lord whom you seek, who reproves all the leaders, your priests, your kings. Revelation 16, 12 to 21 speaks of it very well. Like I said, an article on my website, Secret City Prophecies at hiddengospel.com, is very potent and pertinent scripture, my brothers and sisters, for whoever will hearken. Because stop and consider. We show grace, we show mercy, we show thankfulness to the Most High and to one another. When we seek the truth, it's for the ultimate good of all who be called by the holy name. If we have it not in us to seek the truth, that we be a blessing to one another, and then we are a curse to one another. I say it again, my brothers and sisters, Judgment Day will not be a time of mercy upon the merciless. In other words, what I'm saying to you, the institutions of man that will not speak the type of word that I'm speaking to you now, are indeed merciless, unfair to all. Because as long as there are institutions on this earth that continue to speak lies, men will believe those lies. Why? Hey, as long as the institutions accompany men in their vanity, and believe me, that's what a lot of pastors consider their job, to comfort you at some fatally flattering standard that fills their pockets. Which by no means, my brothers and sisters, in all things true to the Most High. Scriptures talk about them, my brothers and sisters. Talk about those who will not hear the law of the Most High. There's those who, hey, will sell you some brand of lawlessness. Isaiah 30 still. Because Scripture calls them false sons because they won't hear divine instruction. They despise the Holy Word. Tell the prophets of those who would speak to cease from before them. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us even. Despising the word of the Most High. Trusting in what is oppressive, contradictive, treacherous. Heaven help us. How many folks have fallen into that trap? Because they wanted to hear what they wanted to hear. Despise it because you despise this word, you trust in oppression, you complain and you stay there on, you know that something's wrong. Or you begin, or let's just say refuse to realize something's wrong. Like I said, one justice, 45,000 denominations. You just presume that what you have is sufficient. When the scriptures already told you Messiah comes, he's going to have something to reprove in your doctrine. But you don't look forward to that. Too proud to. Too proud to even admit it. seek to exalt your institutionality and your allegiances thereof more than him who comes to save his people after one righteous standard declared from eternity. Scripture says, because you despise this word that is from the beginning, that word of life that is from the beginning. You despise this word, he said, because you trust, you despise this word and you trust in oppression, you complain, you stay thereon. So the breaking shall be as the breaking of a potter's vessel, an unclean potter's vessel that is broken without pity. In other words, the vessel that will not be purged and clean of every lie. We're broken without pity because it comes the time, brothers and sisters, the Most High wants to see no more spread of the disease. Now, I know some people might turn around and say that seems unfair. But my brothers and sisters, what must the Most High do? Man has had 2,000 years to discern many of these things, and they've been there for thousands before. I think about the fact, my brothers and sisters, we live in, by and large, a literate society. But there are those who would rather not hear the truth, who prefer to be comforted after standards that, you know, appease men. My brothers and sisters, we can't show love for one another, seeking peace and part of the word, for the very word for love in Hebrew. That very word, my brothers and sisters, declares that a love for Yah must be a love for all his will. Love for one another must be a love for all his will, not pieces and parts. The very first prophecies in the scriptures, in Numbers 24, they badly translated them, but a willing heart can see it easily. It says the Messiah appears out of that city in Numbers 24, 14, 17 through 19. He will destroy whoever it is that seeks to preserve them, the illusions, the false righteousness that's taught in that city. Why? Because the corrupt vessel, my brothers and sisters, that contaminates the minds and hearts of people must come to an end, must cease. Well, the scripture says, pray that you be found worthy, worthy to escape the things that are going to come to pass on earth. Ah, there's some of you who lie to you and people would lie to you and tell you about this rapture doctrine as if they're going to be up in the sky while it all comes down. Big lie, my brothers and sisters. Another big lie. Zephaniah, third chapter, talks about him, the Most High, bringing back his people in the presence of their enemies. You want to know the truth about this rapture doctrine, whether it even it deserves to be called a doctrine at all. There's an article on my website at hiddengospel.com that is called Rapture Debunked. Yes, you heard me. I said rapture debunked. You look at the scriptures with regard to what men have fashioned to call rapture doctrine, the scriptures all around have painted an entirely different scenario than what many rulers would prefer that you believe. Because if you really understood the truth, you realize that those you trust most, your rulers among you, have been the most treacherous against the salvation of your soul of all. The actual translation of the very words that are used when men talk about rapture doctrine, like for instance 1 Thessalonians 4, those words actually don't paint the scenario that they would have you to think in the original language. That may be a shock to many, the facts of what they are. Ready to ask you a question, my brothers and sisters, a world with 45,000 denominational misrepresentations, misadministrations, all teaching something different, and men become prideful against one another, so much so that if reproof were to come, they would be unwilling to hear it. And that's exactly what the scriptures say. Shall men say, my brothers and sisters, that these shall be called peace with the one Most High? Messiah comes according to what is called the Gospel of Shiloh. Read Genesis 49:10. Really read about 49:9-10-12. Isaiah 11. The scripture says, unto him shall all the nations seek. Unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. It means that all shall realize that every other institutionality has lied. Isaiah 44 through 45 speaks of Messiah, and they haven't even told you who Messiah said that he is. In Revelation 22:16, when he said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. They haven't told you who bears that title. They haven't taught you about the scriptures that talk about you should be crying out in the midst of all this controversy. Let the way of the King of the East be prepared. In other words, let us see beyond every obstacle that has kept us from preparing for the one whom the Most High said he would send. For the express purpose, my brothers and sisters, that you see beyond all the illusions your leaders have taught you. Do you expect your leaders to tell you that? Scriptures tell us in advance that they wouldn't. Read Isaiah 41:21 through 42:4. It talks about that righteous one. The scripture says, if anyone told you about this, it wasn't your leaders. It was the one Most High. Wow. My brothers and sisters, the Most High told me directly. He said to me directly, the word of the master's word. No man can receive but by the Spirit of the Most High. No man can mature unto it. No man can accept it fully in the fullness of his implication but by the Spirit of the Most High. Blessed then be the elect. And blessed are the elect, my brothers and sisters, granted an opportunity to hear these things, to discern these things. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who granted that opportunity will take full advantage of it. Because those who will not, my brothers and sisters, actually have no chance. The scripture says, pray that you be ready, that you be counted worthy to escape the things that have come to pass on earth. Scripture never promised mankind anything else in terms of a kingdom as an inheritance through Abraham. But inheritance of the land. Rulers didn't want you to think about that. Hey, do you think Rome wanted you to think about the children of the East, the children of Abraham, which the Westerners definitely were not? That the children of Abraham are brothers and sisters, meaning those who have faith in one Most High, would be the inheritors of the earth. Western polytheists and all their various different gods. Do you really think Rome wanted you to understand, my brothers and sisters, that Abraham and his children who had faith in the one Most High according to the fullness of all he declares, purity and completion, offering one choice, and I did not say his name divided by a multitude of partial and polluted standards. These are the ones who would inherit the earth. Do you think that Rome wanted you to know that, my brothers and sisters? No, by no means. They would delude you to the very last moment to trust in them. Even though Revelation 6 and 12 through 7:17, 16:12 to 21, Isaiah 25:1-3, 66th chapter of Isaiah, how about 6th to 15th verse? All these scriptures talk about the rulers being put to shame that men might hearken to the will of one. Like I said, Israel as a people is supposed to be looking beyond all their national and, my brothers and sisters, denominational differences, that we swear allegiance with a full love for Yah according to all that is his will. It means, my brothers and sisters, your allegiances and orientations in this world in so many ways have caused men not to even discern and not to be true to what Messiah said is the utmost command, the first commandment, the utmost command, the first love, the first commandment, the first commandment, the first rudiment for peace for his people of all, that we all love Yah first and foremost with all our minds, hearts, soul, and mind. He said we have no other God before him. He didn't say any title that people declare or any title that men associate with him outside of context should ever have been a foremost love of any man. In other words, if you find that institutions that say they are true to the Most High, you find they fall short, guess what? If you uphold that lying institution, that institution, get very much so guilty of dereliction of duty, you're found treacherous too. Say you should not swear by his name in vain. Should not make a false oath in his name. The idolatries that men have imagined and dared to call God. When they are exposed, my brothers and sisters, will you seek the exceeding light or will you prefer the darkness? It's time, my brothers and sisters, we stop playing these games, thinking that the Most High is pleased with them. Those who have an opportunity to understand, I can only tell you this, come quickly. Hesitation is not going to look good on anyone's record. Please, my brothers and sisters, realize what the scripture means. It says the Messiah brings forth and reveals the truth of his light to his people. I'm talking about the scriptures in Isaiah 59 through 60. After 59 talks about all the treacheries of mankind. When Messiah brings forth the knowledge of the truth and tells men not to forget, when he brings forth that light, he says, the nation that will not serve according to that light shall perish. You ever stop to consider why, my brothers and sisters? Because everyone who seeks to preserve the darkness will be those, my brothers and sisters, who seek to hold on to the idea about remaining a habitation of some devil. I know some people sit back and say, well, I didn't know. My brothers and sisters, I can simply tell you this. In this case, ignorance and perpetuated ignorance, when the Most High does what he can, what he promised that he would, to open the eyes. Men choosing to still be rebellious, refusing not to see the sign, not refusing to discern what those secret side city prophecies relate. Still choosing to hold on to the illusion. Well, like I said, my brothers and sisters, if the scripture says man receives the grace and the favor of the Most High by faith, what do you think it is that unbelief does? And again, my brothers and sisters, people need to seriously pray. Because the Most High told me that nobody accepts the Master's word but by his Spirit. And there's a reason why the scripture says he who has ears and hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It's not time for pride. It's time to be diligent in our search for the
truth. 90 seconds.
Because only those, my brothers and sisters, who will, upon finding that truth, accept it, found merciful under the cause of the Most High. Because my brothers and sisters, Most High intends to establish a kingdom. Everyone looks out for one another by seeking to preserve his word. Whoever does not have that heart to do so, more concerned about their own predispositions after this age, will not be found worthy of partakership in that community. Shall we refuse to discern these things, my brothers and sisters, or shall we be wise enough to understand that all who flatter man to fatally flatter them will be counted the merciless, will be counted the unjust, will be counted robbers. Take advantage of the opportunity, my brothers and sisters. I can only tell you, there's a serious need to support this ministry. A lot more I know that I could be doing. Support this ministry. Let folks know of the kind of words you're hearing here. Tell folks about these articles. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, hiddengospel.com, check it out. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near to his mighty honor and praise always. Hallelujah! Thank you all again for listening.